This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. While Hurricane Sandy may have gone down in history as mass destruction and devastation on the East Coast, residents are far from calling it history. The cleanup and rebuilding is a current project and will continue for months, even years to come. Dave Hildebrandt is a disaster response team member for the New Jersey District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. He reminds listeners of the severity of Sandy when he quotes the New Jersey Governor Chris Christie in the State of the State address.
He pointed out that Sandy, the hurricane, was the worst storm to strike New Jersey in 100 years. There were 346,000 homes that were damaged or destroyed. Nearly 7 million people and 1,000 schools had their power knocked out. 116,000 New Jersey people were evacuated or displaced from their homes. 41,000 of these families are still displaced.
Residents who were planning to return to their homes have faced many difficulties. Some have been told their homes are no longer livable and must be destroyed.
Well, yes, that's a fact. And one of the major issues at the moment is people want to either rebuild their homes or raise their homes completely and start from scratch or reconstruct what is left. And it's difficult to financially. There are difficulties in getting payments. They're getting even direction as to what the towns want the people to do.
Hildebrandt goes on to say that residents are having a hard time getting straight answers on how they can rebuild. Help has come, however, from people throughout the country who have been very gracious.
People from all over the country have donated with gift cards, storm buckets, food, lunches, dinners, and that's ongoing.
It's not too late to help the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Donations can be made by calling the LCMS gift line at 888-930-4438. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.